RSN 927's Talking Horses with Joe McKinnon.
Always a pleasure to talk horses with Joe McKinnon, and following one of the great days on the racing calendar, Caulfield Guineas Day, and a terrific day's racing at Randwick with the Spring Champion, the feature there. It's plenty to talk about, and a pleasure to be talking about some of the events of yesterday, Joe.
Good morning, Warren. An absolute pleasure, wasn't it, to watch such wonderful horses in action across the country yesterday. You've covered off well there, the Caulfield Guineas and the stunning performance there of Animo. But what about in Sydney yesterday, the effort of the colt Profondo at just his third start to win the Group 1 Spring Champion Stakes?
So many layers to that story too. Richard Litt, you know, with Castelvecchio really putting him on the map, and then really going hard and forking out $1.9 million for Profondo, it being Robbie Dolan's first Group 1 win, and then you extend that back to, you know, the excitement at Arrowfield through the breeding, etc., and the dam, and a leap back to Redoute's Choice. There's so many layers to the story of Profondo.
There certainly are. A horse that right from the get-go as a young foal caught the eye of the best judges in Australia, including, of course, Arrowfield, that stud's bloodstock manager, John Freyer, who is our guest on the program this morning. John, congratulations firstly, and secondly, what a wonderful story this is right from the outset, and the decision to send the mare to the former late great Champion Stallion Deep Impact.
Thanks, Joe. Good to be with you. Yes, it was a great day, and tremendous result. As you say, it was a long time in the making. The mare, Honesty Prevails, was a mare that we sold as a yearling. And we bought it back at the conclusion of her racing career, sent it straight off to Japan, and then the result we saw yesterday was that magnificent colt winning at Group 1.
He is magnificent. There's that famous Winston Churchill saying, what's good for the inside of a man is the outside of a horse, and I think this particular colt epitomises that.
Well, he was a magnificent individual from the very beginning. Our stud manager, Matt Hill, assesses every foal after they're born, and we have 200-odd foals a year, and he seldom, well, he gives perhaps one foal a year a rating of an A, and this was, the Profondo was one of those horses in his year that got an A. So he's a very hard marker, so they have to be very special to get an A, and Profondo was as a one-day-old foal.
Yeah. And for our listeners that might want to have a look at what he appeared like as a foal, on Arrowfield's Twitter account yesterday, there was a fantastic photo that was shared of him standing alongside his mum. Yeah, he was just the perfect young horse.
Yeah, it's a great photograph, isn't it? If people sort of care to have a look at it. A little bit older there, but yeah, he was quite an imposing horse from the get-go. And of course, when he got to the yearling sales, he was a complete standout.
So much so that he drew the top price at last year's Magic Million, selling for $1.9 million.
Yes, he was probably not your typical Magic Millions yearling, but we felt he was well-placed there, in the Deep Impacts aren't necessarily as precocious as a lot of Magic Millions yearlings, but there was certainly the market for him. They did a great job promoting him. And it was so wonderful that he went to great friends of the farm in Wendy and Ottavio Galletta, of course, through Richard. So it's the Castelvecchio story revisited.
Yeah, it is indeed. Going back to that decision to send the mare Honesty Prevails to Japan to be mated with Deep Impact. It was high risk, I suppose, in many ways too, sending a maiden mare to a stallion of that calibre, not knowing what she was capable of producing. Take us through that decision as a team.
Well, we were looking for, we wanted mares, obviously, that were either maidens or empty mares to go to him, so that if they were in foal, they'd be foaling outside of the southern hemisphere, which wouldn't be ideal. So we hadn't long purchased Honesty Prevails back, and she was one of a few that we sent over. And we really liked the mating. she's a glorious type of mare. She wasn't a big yearling 2 year old herself, but she's grown into a lovely big mare. We thought she'd suit perfectly physically, and we thought that the mating on paper would be ideal as well. There's a lot of lines there with through the Bang Hill, and that seemed to nick well with the Sunday Silence line. And so, you know, she was one of the handful that we sent, and fortunately, yeah, we got a very good result.
You sure did. And since then, she's produced another million-dollar-plus yearling with her Shalar colt selling for $1.1 million at the Gold Coast this year.
Yes, horse that James Harron purchased. He's down with the Friedman boys in Melbourne, Anthony and Sam, and he had a jump out last week, I think, at Flemington, and I saw a vision of it. It looked very impressive. So he's a horse, I think his name is Custodian. He may even run before Christmas, but he looks a very professional type. Again, another lovely yearling out of the mare. She does leave a good sort, and he was a very impressive and well-sought-after horse as well.
What about his performance at Just Start number 3 yesterday to win the Group 1? Profondo, after being very wayward at the start previously, he came along well after that effort. But yesterday, not many horses we see doing that at their third start.
Well, virtually none. I mean, the odd two-year-old has won a Group 1 at, their second or third start, maybe a Blue Diamond or something like that, Redoutes, for example. But for a three-year-old to do it, and to do it at 2,000 metres, it's completely unheard of. We've scoured the record books and we can't find another horse in this country, at least, that's done it. I know there's been a few overseas in England that have won a Derby at sort of their second or third start, but to do that here is remarkable. And I think you've got to give great credit to Richard Litt. I mean, that's a training performance for the ages, to get that horse to win a maiden 6 or 8 weeks ago, have one run in between and win a Group 1 race, win the Spring Champion Stakes as impressively as that. I mean, tremendous credit to him and his team to pull that off, because it's a feat that won't be matched again in a long time, I'd imagine.
Yeah, and yesterday's outcome has already significantly boosted the colt's value now and for the long term as a stallion prospect.
Well, he's obviously a deep impact. He's a great looker. He's out of a mare that was very close up in a Golden Slipper. She ran fifth, beaten only a couple of lengths to Capitalist. But importantly, I think her grandmother is a three-quarter sister to AP Indy, who is one of the all-time great stallions in America. So he's got a pedigree that will appeal as a stallion to, obviously, I guess, Japan and America and of course, Australia. So, yeah, he's certainly got a lot of appeal to a lot of people, I would think.
Yeah. So each time he steps out now, does the heart go into the mouth a little bit?
Well, look, the good thing is he's got the score on the board now, and I suppose Richard and Wendy and Otavio can sort of relax, because his value is always established. They stepped out on a limb and they paid a lot of money for it, so good on them. They've got a great result, come what may. But you're right, when you get these special horses, you're always sort of nervous and apprehensive about whether they'll get beaten up. I was always the same with Black Caviar, always hoping that she'd win and terrified she'd lose. So I know what you mean.
Yeah. And the next mating for Honesty Prevails this season is Arrowfield's very exciting young Japanese shuttler, Maurice.
Yes, well, she's been covered by Morris. She's she'll be up for a scan next week, so fingers crossed she's in foal for him. He's doing a great job. We're really excited about his first crop of three-year-olds. They're doing great things. He obviously had a Group 1 winner in Japan just last weekend, a very impressive sprinter. And so we're really looking forward to the autumn with his crop and hopefully a Morris foal out of Honesty prevails next season.
Yeah. And how has the season generally been there at Arrowfield?
It's been great. Yeah, the stallions are all covering well. We're doing well. Got some lovely foals on the ground. We've got one A so far this season by the Autumn Sun. It's going well.
Okay, we'll have to watch him with great interest. Can you give us a hint as to the mare he's out of?
He's out of a mare that we've got by Tappet called Tap This, and he is quite a special foal. But we've got a lot of great foals by the Autumn Sun. His first crop of yearlings are going to the sales in January at the Magic Millions and then on to Easter. But we're really excited about them. He leads a magnificent sort across the board. So it's probably not a great surprise, but this is quite a special colt out of Tap This. So we're thrilled about him, and fingers crossed, I hope he's as good as Profondo.
Yeah, that's the exciting thing with the Autumn Sun. He's been much the talk for a long time now as the potential heir apparent to his sire, Redoute's Choice.
Yes, well, we think he is. I mean, he did great things, and just this last week, the replay of his Caulfield Guineas win was on in social media and on various racing channels all the time, and you forget what an impressive win that was, particularly as he sort of sat wide in the run and how he bolted away and great time. So, yeah, we're really thrilled about him. He's a magnificent beast, and we think he's the heir apparent to the big boy. So we're looking forward to seeing his progeny run in the next season or two.
John, just before we let you go, how would you sum up days like yesterday on the racetrack from your point of view as a bloodstock manager for such an iconic farm for so many years now, very much integral in all the decisions that lead to outcomes like yesterday? Do you stop and reflect on that sometimes, and what are your thoughts around it?
Well, look, it's tremendously rewarding and fulfilling for everybody at the farm, the whole team. It's always a team effort, of course. And I think everyone gets a tremendous thrill out of it. I mean, you know, we're all screaming and cheering like crazy, you know. So it's what we're in the business for days like that, the success and the excitement. And look, it's doubly special that a horse like that should win a race for great friends, Ottavio and Wendy Galletta. They're really great friends, great supporters of the farm, always have been. And it makes it all the more thrilling. But, you know, people probably don't realise that so much goes into producing these horses. We've only just briefly touched on it this morning as to what went on with Profondo, but it's all the things that go on with every foal and every mare and all the stallions that all the way through. So when you get results like that, very special results, I think everybody sort of sits back and looks at it and thinks, wow, that was something to remember. You know, they're days that you remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Well, not only has he got exceptional ability, but also looks so to be a part of producing a physical specimen like that, I'm sure would be enormously rewarding too when you have a look back at the replays of him racing, but also some of the magnificent imagery that we've already seen being shared around of him.
Yes, didn't he look magnificent in the mounting yard before the race? Coat was just glowing. He's got such a glorious head on him. He really is a special colt.
John, thanks for joining us this morning, and well done in the role that you played in producing one of Australian racing's latest stars, Profondo.
Pleasure. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
John Fay there, very level, isn't he, Warren, about the production of Profondo, but it is quite a fascinating story and certainly no fluke.
Absolutely not. I reckon his heart rate might have even got up just a touch yesterday during the race, Joe. And haven't seen Profondo in the flesh, but you're talking with John about his appearance. He's certainly got a lot of presence about him, hasn't he? He's an outstanding looking, and those rich dark coats always catch the eye, but he's obviously got the ability to match, and that was evidence when he went through the sale ring. But gee, it looks a wise investment now.
Yeah, certainly does. They do such a good job, these big farms and Arrowfields are just year in, year out of producing such top-class horses that have the potential to go on and really become breed shapers in the industry here as well. And Profondo is without doubt one of those. I'm sure he's very quickly becoming the pin-up horse for many.
And I'm sure we'll see Animo have that influence in the breeding ranks down the track for Dali. Godolphin, what an outstanding win in the Caulfield Guineas yesterday, Joe. He's another colt with an enormous amount of presence.
Yeah, isn't he just an absolute superstar, Animo? So many great horses we saw racing yesterday, and the effort of Probabile in the Might and Power in that incredible finish with Non-Conformist. Of course, we've spoken to Brendan and Joe Lindsay on this very program after their recent successes on the track, but Probabile is the leading light for Cambridge Stud and their racing colours. And after yesterday's performance, he's looking pretty good for that Cox Plate they're desperate to win.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Looking forward to chatting with Dean Lester and Brendan Delaney in the next hour. Reports are that Zaki's pulled up well, so onwards and upwards towards the Cox Plate, but a shift in the market yesterday with his defeat, Joe. And did I see you post something on social media during the week? Love to catch up with your little horse activities in the country. I think you're heading to some cutting show or something. Yeah, I know you'd been training and doing a few things. What's the latest there?
Oh, right. Well, we're actually... where I live is... we're on a big cattle property here. It's a cattle feedlot run, owned by Elders, but my partner runs the show here, and we've been for many months, a team of us involved in creating a new event for the region, which is a big camp drafting competition, which is coming up next month. Camp drafting is one of the fastest growing, most popular equine pursuits in Australia these days. In a nutshell, you cut cattle out of a yard and then chase them around an arena, and you have to complete a course sending them around three pegs, and then you get what is called the gate. You have to get the cow through the two pegs at the end successfully. But it's a very popular sport, and we're looking forward to hosting that event here next month and raising funds, Warren, for the Westpac Rescue Helicopter Service, which does a phenomenal job in this part of the world, being such horse country. We're right on the edge here of the Hunter Valley, of course, as well as Tamworth, and so many horse people out there riding each day. And unfortunately, there are accidents, but the Westpac Rescue Helicopter does a great job helping people that do get injured in horse accidents around this part of Australia.
That sounds exciting, Joe, and for a good cause. There's a lot of benefits coming there. Look forward to being updated as we get closer to that date, and also look forward to chatting next week following the Caulfield Cup being run and the Everest in Sydney. So we'll have plenty to chat about next week.
Yeah, looking forward to that, Warren. You have a great week.
Same to you, Joe. 24-9 on RSN 927. Time for a break. Ray Thomas to have a look at that meeting at Randwick after this.